News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There's no evidence linking an increase in short-term lettings and a fall in new rentals available. That's according to the latest research from the SRI. Dr. Rachel Slaymaker is the author of the report. She joins us now. Rachel, just thank you for talking to us this morning. Just take us through the main findings of your study.
Yes, absolutely. So we do see sizable numbers of short-term lets and quite considerable short-term let activity concentrated in particular areas. So notably in tourist hotspots along the West Coast and in inner city Dublin and Galway. And we do see at least one Airbnb for every 10 private rental sector properties in around 38 of the local electoral areas across the country. But most of these tend to be areas with fairly small or moderate rental sectors. But we do still see a sizable presence in Dublin. But as you say, what we don't see is any evidence linking the falls in new tenancy registrations we've seen in recent years with rising short-term let activity.
Okay, but if there is, like, you for example, you mentioned the in its inner city Dublin and in Galway, if there is Airbnbs there, is it unreasonable to say if we stop allowing them to be rented for Airbnb that it will lead to more rental opportunities?
No, absolutely. So that's the point. So while we don't see any relationship linking the kind of the falling number of new tenancies with the rising short-term let activity, that doesn't mean that the short-term let activity isn't having a detrimental impact on the private rental sector in particular areas. I think the key thing really is that the increase in short-term let activity has primarily been outside of the urban areas, so in tourist hotspots along the West Coast. And in those areas, what we tend to see is a really high correlation between current short-term let listings and previously recorded holiday homes. So it's not clear that those properties are likely coming from the private rental sector in the main. Mm. But as you say, in sort of the centre of Dublin and the centre of Galway, there is likely to be a lot more crossover between the private rental sector and the short-term lets, yeah.
And look, I know it's not the job of the SRI to start commenting on government policy, but I suppose the argument could be made that I think it's 10,000, population of 10,000 is where this ban on Airbnb will kick in. So a lot of those properties along the Western Seaboard, they will not come under the terms of this new legislation banning Airbnb. They'll be exempt from that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think the key thing really with any legislation kind of moving forwards is really to recognise that different policy responses are likely to be required in these different areas. So, as you say, sort of areas then kind of the major urban areas will sort of face a different policy to those elsewhere. But I think there will be some areas, I think, taking somewhere like Killarney, for instance, I think it would have a higher population than 10,000. But obviously, it's a rent pressure zone area, but it's also a very kind of touristy area as well. So I think there will be sort of particular local areas that may well need sort of a closer look as well.
Okay, so I mean, are you suggesting that the legislation should be re-examined to take allowance for those particular tourist areas?
I mean, I think it really is a case of sort of when the new register that's been proposed comes in, really a case of gathering the data and just sort of monitoring the sector, both in terms of the short-term let activity and in terms of the rental activity, and sort of using the data and using the information that would be gained through that to sort of to make sure that the policy is appropriately targeting.
Okay, that makes sense. Just explain to us how the register will make and why it'll be such a useful resource for the government in deciding what to do.
Absolutely. So at the moment, we're relying on data that is coming scraped off of particular platforms. But that doesn't allow policymakers sort of really up-to-date and timely information about the entirety of short-term lets. So we're just looking at kind of numbers of Airbnb here, but there are obviously other platforms as well. And also, the information we have at the moment doesn't allow to figure out exactly which properties we're talking about. So a register would be a much more formalised mechanism, and it would allow policymakers to really have that detail and the timely and accurate data that they need to be able to understand what's going on in the sector and also to be able to enforce regulations.
And get the balance right between the needs of the rental market but also the needs of the tourism sector.
Exactly, absolutely, yes.
Okay. So look, in short, are you saying, like, this, it's not a silver bullet, but equally you're not saying it won't lead to more properties coming into the rental market?
Yes, absolutely. So if we look internationally, we can definitely see evidence that that this type of regulation has led to an increase in properties moving back towards the rental sector, sort of in other countries. But we wouldn't necessarily expect this to sort of, it's not going to solve all of the challenges that we face in the private rental sector is the point, yes.
Okay. Listen, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. Dr. Rachel Slaymaker there, author of that ESRI report. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.